So we're on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, and we're talking about reward and punishment in this Agadata, and we're talking about a Pasuk which refers to the Chas V'Shalom, the death of children as a punishment. And this was a Gemara that we learned yesterday, earlier on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara had quoted a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Lashav hikesi es b'neichem, Musa lo lakachu. In vain I have smitten your children, they have not accepted rebuke. So the Gemara took one approach, that was the sin of Nidarim. A person took a pledge and he didn't live up to fulfill his vow. The Gemara had another approach that it had to do with Bittul Torah. And now we're going to have a third approach. And that's going to be Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yossi. And Pligi Ba Chadomar Bavon Mezuzah V'Chadomar Bavon Bittul Torah. So we want to know what are the Chatoim, or which chait could cause Chas V'Shalom this terrible tragedy of a loss of a child. According to one opinion, we don't know which one of these Amoroim it is. It's the sin of Mezuzah. And according to the other one, it's the sin of Bittul Torah. So the Gemara analyzes. Lamandi Omer Bavon Mezuzah Mikra Nidrash Lefanov Velo Lifnei Fanov. Okay, so let's open up a Chumash here. Just one second. Excuse me for a second. I just want to get a Chumash. Actually, you don't really need a Chumash. All you need is a sitter. But okay, once we got up over here, we'll take out a Chumash and we'll open up to the Parsha of Tzitzis. Just see where it is. Dvarim Yud Aleph. Just one second. Oh, so in the second Parsha of Kriyat Shema, which is here it is. So we have here V'samtem es dvorei ha'ela al vavchem al nafshechem en posig yud chesi en perk yud alef u'kshartem osam liyos ha'yedchem v'yutuf os b'neichem. Then it says v'limadetem osam es b'neichem l'dabar bom. And then it says u'ksavtem al mezuzos be'secho u'visharecho l'man yirbu yimeichem v'yimei b'neichem al adom ha'shem nishba ha'shem, etc. So Quintum on the Omer, who says that we're talking about Avon Mezuzah, is Mikra Nidrash Lefanov. Right, so we have Yimei V'Nechem, right? Laman Yiru Yimeichem V'Yimei V'Nechem, that's Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And Lefanov means Pasuk Chaf, which is Uksavtem Al Mezuzos Beisechu Bisharecha. But V'lo Lefnei Fanov. Now he's not going to go to the pasuk right before that, pasuk yutes of limaditim osam es b'necha. Limaditi omar bavon bittul Torah is mikra nidrash lefana vilifnei fanav. Ah, so he's not denying that mezuzah is a very dangerous situation over here. If you're not careful about mezuzah, he's just offering another possibility. So when he says Ba'avon Bittul Torah means af ba'avon Bittul Torah. So it's not just mezuzah, but it's also Bittul Torah. Pligi ba Rav Meir v'Rav Yehuda chadomar ba'avon mezuzah chadomar ba'avon tzitzis. If one is not careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, then chas v'shalom there could be a terrible punishment. So I guess we're talking about someone who's wearing a beged of dalid kanfus and he's not putting tzitzis on it. So Gemara asks, Bishleim l'man di omer b'avon mezuzah Tichsivu ksavtem al mezuzos beisecha. Uksiv basrei leman yirbu yimechem vivevenechem. So that was called lefonov, right? El leman diomer bavon tzitzis is my timer. What is his basis to say that this punishment of the children is because of non-fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis? And the parasha tzitzis is not here. So he says, Omer of Kahana, Vitema, Shila More, Dichsiv. It says in a pasuk, and here we have to open on Tanakh to Yirmiyahu HaNavi again. It says, Gam Bichnofayich Nimtu Dam Nefoshos Evyonim Nikim. In the corners of your garments is found the innocent blood of poor, pure souls. And he says here that the Navi is telling us that Hashem has found people guilty of Shvichas Domim, killing innocent, downtrodden people, and they do so openly without shame. But now we're going to interpret it Alpi Drush. And it says here in the pasuk Knofayich. Knofayich are the corners of your garments. And that's a reference to an allusion to the mitzvah of tzitzis. And it says, Dam nefoshos, etc., which means that the innocent blood of pure souls will be spilled. And that's a reference to the children. Rav Nachbar Yitzchak Omar Lamandi Omar Bavon Mezuzah Nami Mihochi. And he says we can use the same posuk as a source for the other Mandi Omar, who says that what causes the death of children, Chas V'Shalom, is the violation of Mezuzah, because the posuk says, Lo b'machteres mitzosim ki al kol eila. I've not found it by a secret search, but for all of these. Sha'asu psochim b'machteres. They made doorways, and they look like tunnels, which means that the doorways of our homes, of those homes of these people, are lacking. They don't have mezuzahs, as if they were tunnels. A tunnel is a passageway that has no doorposts. And it says, for all of these sins in the pasuk. And that's referring to the sin of mezuzah. And again, the pasuk says, Dam nefashos nekiyim. Omer Eish Lakish, kol hazoyer b'tzitzis. Now we want to know the flip side. Okay, you weren't careful about tzitzis, but what's the reward for someone who is careful about tzitzis? He says, Zoche u'meshamshim lo shnei alofim u'shmona me'os avadim. He'll have 2,800 servants. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Zechariah Novi, Ko amar Hashem tzvakos, Bayomim ha'hem asher yachziku asora anoshim mikol Lishonos Hagoyim. In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men of all the languages of the nations shall take hold. And then the pasuk says, Vechziku beknaf ish Yehudi lemar. And again, the word kanaf, the corner of a garment, is an allusion to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Is nelcha imochem. So we're talking about, number one, Asora Anoshim Mikol Lashonos Hagoyim. We're talking about 10 people. So we're talking about a nevuah for Yemos HaMashiach. And the non-Jews will accept the God of the Jewish people, and they'll all converge on the Beis Hamikdash in vast numbers to worship Hashem in Yerushalayim. And the pasuk tells me that 10 members of all the nations all the languages of the nations of the world shall take hold of the corners of the garments of a Jewish person. So every garment of every Jewish person is being grabbed in its corner by 10 members of a different language, of a different nation. So that means the following. That, let's see if we can get to mathematics. There are 70 nations, and there are 10 men from each of those nations. So that means that you have 700 men, correct? And each will take hold of the four corners of the garment. And that means we're going to multiply 4 by the number 700. Correct? Because now we have 700 men holding on to each one of the corners, and there are 4 corners. So 700 times 4 is 2,800. Now we're going to discuss the mitzvah of challah, the mitzvah of truma, and simon. We have a mnemonic device here: sonei, challah, trumas, truma, nigzelis. And then we have another mnemonic device: dina, shvua, shipuchta, giluya, v'navlusa. So here we have 4 and a number 5. We have hate, challah, stolen, truma. Then we have judgment, an oath, spilling, revealing, and obscenity. So that's a mnemonic device. If that makes it easier to remember the next sugya, kol hakavod. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Nechemia Omer, bavon sinas chinam, meriva rava betoch beso shel odom. Right? If you have base hatred, then as a result, there'll be quarrels within the household. There won't be shalom bayis. V'ishto ma'pelas nefolim, and his wife is going to have stillborn babies. Ubanav v'nosu shalom demesim k'shem k'tanim, and as a result of sinas chinam, he will lose his children in their youth. All this is going on as a punishment for the violation of sinas chinam. So obviously there won't be any harmony in his home. That's midah keneged midah. And not only that, he loves his children, and they'll be taken away because of that concept called sinna. So that's the first of these symbols in the mnemonic device of sinna, sane. And then we have in the brisa, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'avon chala, if a person is careless about the mitzvah of chala, ein bracha b'mechunas. Mechunas is the produce that he gathers together from his field. There will be no blessing in his produce. And ume'era mishtalachas b'sha'arim. Sha'arim are the prices in the marketplace. There are always fluctuations in the market price. And ume'era is a curse, a klola, that's going to hit the marketplace. And it means that very basic foods, Rashi says, will be inflated. Today it's eggs and toilet paper, I don't know. Vizorin zroyim v'achirim ochlim. He will harvest, he will plant his crops, and others will harvest his crops. This reminds us of the parsha of Milchama, that the Yotzi Milchama, if they're afraid that they planted grains and now the grains will be taken by someone else, then Chozrim, they go back to the community, and they don't participate as soldiers in the Jewish army. Shenema, this is all based on a pasuk in Vayikra. Afani esezos lachem. This is in the parsha of the Tochacha in Bechukosai. And vifkarti alechem behola. Esa shachafas vesa kadachas. Mechalos einayim umedivos nefesh. Uzratem larik zarachem. Vachalhu oivechem. So the Gemara now, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, is going through the Tochacha and is going to indicate that the sin here is the sin of Behola. And the Gemara says, Al Tikri Behola Ela Bechala. So we're exchanging the ches for a hey, and all these curses are a result of chala, meaning that he was careless about being mafrish chala. Okay, so let's see. He quotes here the Maralmi Prague that this is also mida keneged mida. When a person bakes his bread, that's the final stage in produce, in the production of his food. So he plants the wheat, he harvests the wheat, the grains, he grounds them into flour until finally bakes the dough. And basically, when he bakes the dough, this is the glory of man, that he takes the raw materials that God has given him, the wheat, and he refashions it to finally gets a man-made product, which is called bread. And now he has to give challah to the kohen from this bread. And if a person fails to separate challah from his dough, from his bread dough, that Hashem withholds all the blessings that should come from this final man-made stage of food production. And crops will grow, but when man attempts to store this crop for future use, he'll be frustrated. There'll be no blessing on the stored produce. And then there'll be curses that'll be visited upon the prices, the man-made economic system through which food is distributed, and people will sow their crops, but they'll fail to realize the final product of the labor. Others shall eat the harvest. And what's the reward for giving challah? Misbarchim. Then there will be a special blessing in his dough. Shenemar v'reishis arisosechem titnu l'kohen. So you give the first of your is of your dough to the kohen. L'aniach brocha el beisecha. And the pasuk says that'll bring a blessing to the rest of your house. Bavon bitol trumos umaisros. Right, that's number three on this list of the mnemonic device. That they weren't mekayim the mitzvah of truma, frashas trumos umaisros. And we're talking not only about the kohanim now, which we did before in the case of challah, but we're talking about the levim, to give a tenth to the levi. Fine. Now keep in mind that we're no longer talking about the final product of man, like in the case of bread and challah. Now we're talking about God's nature, and he took in the crops, and he has to be mafrish truma meiser. And he didn't do so. So the sin of bittul trumas umaisros is going to cause shamayim netzorim milahorid tal umotar. So it's not a matter of his inability to create the final product, but God will not bring down the rains, the dew, all that's necessary to enjoy the produce, or to actually produce the produce. Now, if there's not going to be rain, there's going to be a very great dearth of food in the market, vayoker hava, and then there's going to be inflation, vasachar avud. Now, it's normally you can make a profit by selling your produce, but here there's no produce, so there's no profit. Ubnei odam rotzim achar parnasosam v'ein magiyon. They're running after their livelihood, but they cannot achieve their livelihood, no matter how fast they run, because it's a drought. He says the punishment for failing to separate the trumas of maestros affect that which God gives man directly, namely the dew, the rain. These are direct gifts of God that are being withheld. Man fails to succeed in his business, because success in one's business, says the Maral, likewise comes directly from Hashem. So he may toil, but nevertheless his efforts will not meet with success unless Hashem guarantees that success. But here, he is not fulfilling his obligation with that which God gave him. He's not being mafrish trumas of maestros, so therefore God will not give him success in earning a livelihood. Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Iyov, Tziyov gamchom yigzalu meme sheleg. The dry and the warm season steal the waters of the snowy season. Sha'ol chatu, and they have sinned to the depths. So what do we see in this pasuk over here? Oh, so Gemara asks, my mashma, what did you see in this pasuk in Eo? Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, b'shvil dvarim shetzivisi eschem b'imos hachamo v'lo asisem. In other words, during the warm season, when you do the harvest in the summertime, and you have to be mafris, trumas, and maisras, but he didn't do so. V'lo asisem, the pasuk says he didn't do so, is then yigzalu mikem meimei sheleg b'imos hakshamin. The waters of the snow, meaning the rainwaters, will be stolen from you in the winter. And that's what he says, that shamayim netzarim milahorid tal umotar. Oh, now the flip side. What if he fulfills his obligation of trumas and maestros? If nosnim is barchim, what's the bracha that he will receive as reward? Shenemar. And the Gemara quotes a further pasuk here in the same context. It says, no, I'm sorry, this is not Eov, this is Malachi, and it says, Haviu eskol ha-maser el beis ha-otzar, they will bring all the maser into the storehouses via he teref bebeisi, and then there'll be plenty of food in the house. Uvechanuni na bazos om Hashem tzvakos, test me now through this, said Hashem. Imlo eftach lochem es arubos hashamayim. In other words, you can test Hashem with maser and say, well, Hashem, I fulfilled the mitzvah maser, now I want the payback. I want to see the food in my house. Varikosi lochem brocha ad beli dai. And I will pour you from the heavens a blessing without a limit. My ad beli dai, what does it mean without any limit? Omar, Rami Barav, Amarav, ad sheyichlu sifsoseichem milomar dai. Until the lips will be parched, because you will repeat over and over again enough. So you'll get such an abundance that you'll get dried lips from saying, Hashem, the blessing is sufficient. Ad beli dai. And this is a famous Lubavitcher song, right? Everybody knows that? Right, Kosi lochem brocha, ad beli dai, ad beli dai, ad beli dai, ad beli dai, 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 ad sheyiv lusif, so sechem mi lomar, dai, dai, dai. You remember that?
I do, sure.
Okay. So we got a
famous song.
Very famous. So we have to put ourselves in a good mood here for the ad beli dai, because, you know, now that people are not working so much, you know, we need this special bracha of ad beli dai.
Ad beli dai.
So that number was number 3 on our list. Right, sana was sinas chinam, then we have chala, then we have truma. Now we're up to nigzelis. Oh, that's going to be a heavy one. Bavon gezel. What is the punishment for the sin of robbery? Hagovai, ola, these are different types of attacks against the crops. Govai, he translates as locusts. And if these will destroy the crops, then we're going to be in a state of ra'av. We have in a state of hunger, ra'av, hove, ubnei adam, ochlim, besar bneim, ubnei oseim. This is based on Psukim in Tanakh. He quotes a pasuk in Amos, but it's also in Echa, that people are so hungry they'll eat from the dead bodies of their own sons and children. Shenemar shimu adover azeh poros haboshon asher bahar shomron haoshkos dalim Harotzos Evyonim. Hear this thing, cows of Bashan, who dwell in the mountains of Samaria, you who oppress the poor, you who crush the needy. And what is the interpretation of this pasuk? Amar Rava, kigon hani noshi demechoza. Who is guilty here of bringing about these terrible punishments of starvation? And here we turn to Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ochlon. Just 1 second, I think I'm missing something here. The Ochlon Velo Avdan. Okay, that this seems to be that the Navi is giving Musar to the wives. It says the cows of Bashan. And Bashan is Miloshon, you know, you're full of yourself, you have plenty of chashivus, so to speak. He interprets it here as aristocracy. This is a materialistic oriented society, and they even steal from the poor. And basically, there's an analogy here to women who pamper themselves. They live an extravagant lifestyle, and they want to live beyond their means. And as a result, the husbands have to support their wives' very expensive habits, and they resort to theft, uksiv. And further, it says also in Amos, it says, Hikesi, again, it's also about theft, Hikesi eschem, b'shidafon, u'bierakon, also different types of attacks against the field. And that is, I stricken you with blast and mildew, harbos, you know, seichem, v'karmechem, u'seinechem, v'zeisechem, yochal, ha-gezem. Okay, gezem is some sort of another attack of locusts that attack the food in the field, the gardens, and the vineyards, and the fig trees, and the olive trees. They'll all be devoured up by this gazam. Uksiv. Now we have pasuk in Yoel. Yeser ha-gazam ochal ha-arbe. Whatever was left over the gazam is going to be eaten by the locusts. I guess the different types of locusts here. V'yeser ha-arbe, and that which is left over by these locusts is ochal ha-yelek, has been eaten up by yelek. We don't know exactly what yelek is. V'yeser ha-yelek ochal ha-chasil, what's ever left over by the yelek is going to be devoured by the chasil. Uksiv. And the pasuk says, now he's quoting a pasuk in Yeshayahu Anovi, Vayigzom al yamin v'ra'av. He snatches the right until it's hungry, and it's still hungry. V'yochal al smol v'lo saveu. He eats up on the left, and still is not satisfied. So I guess all these kinds of attacks of different locusts and so forth, they will continue eating and devouring that which grows in the fields, ish besar zro yochal. And a person will eat from his own flesh. That's how crazy he is. In such a desperate state of starvation, each person grabs food, either from the person to his right, the person to his left. He's still not satiated. He's crazed. He starts eating his own flesh. The Brisa goes on, it says, Al tikri besar zro, Elibisar Zaro. Don't read it as the flesh of his own arm, but rather the flesh of his children, of Zro. Okay, we're going to continue in this brisa. Bavon Inuyadin. Inuyadin usually means that after the accused has been found guilty, the judges sort of delay punishment. The Ivus Adin, or they pervert judgment. The Kilkul Adin, they corrupt judgment. Again, there's a very fine difference between Ivus Adin and Kilkel Adin. It seems that Kilkel Adin means that not only do they delay judgment, but they also hand down an unjust ruling, or they fail to spend the time that's necessary to analyze the case, so they haven't really thought it out. They come up with an incorrect... I mean, it seems that the chiddush here is... The chiddush here is that even in the case of Kilkel Adin, where they weren't careful about the din, that also is a severe crime. The other cases would be of Ivus Adin would be a kolshkein. How much more so? That's a more severe crime. Biltel Torah. Now let's just go back to the pneumatic device, because I think, let's see what was next on the list here. Oh yeah, Dina. So Dina means judgment. And Cherev, now we get to the punishment here, Cherev Uviza Rabba. So there's going to be plundering, you know, this will be invaded by our enemies, they'll plunder our booty, they'll increase plaguing the Jewish people, Dever, which he calls pestilence, Batsores is famine, Ba will come to the land, Ubnei Adam, Ochlim, v'enim sveim, people are not satiated no matter how much they eat. V'ochlim lachmon b'mishkal, they weigh their bread. They don't have enough bread, so they have to weigh it, and probably they pay an enormous amount of money. This is during a famine. And the Gemara also says elsewhere that they will use one oven for many women. They'll have to share one oven, all because of the poverty. Ochlim lachmam b'mishtichsiv, and here the Gemara quotes a pasuk again in the Tochacha at the end of Vayikra, and it says Vavesi aleichem cherev nokemes nekam bris. I'll bring upon you a sword, avenging the vengeance of a covenant. And the Brisa is going to show us that the word bris here in this context, when it says cherev nokemes nekam bris, this bris is the Torah itself. How do we know that the bris is a reference to the Torah and bris al Torah? And that's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Novi says im lo brisi yomam v'layla chuko shemayim lo samti, which is a pasuk that actually it's interesting, the Gemara is using this in the context of the sin of violating the bris, meaning of bittul Torah, but the truth is, in its original form, this pasuk is actually a divrei nechama to Klal Yisrael. It's a comfort to Klal Yisrael. It tells them that because of the bris, Hashem will never forsake the Jewish people. Just like there's a cycle of day and night, so to God commits himself, so to speak, that Netzach Yisrael, that he will never forsake the Jewish people. Uksiv, the Gemara goes back again to the pasuk in Yeshaya, and that is, I'm sorry, to the pasuk in Vayikra, and it is Bishivri lechem, mate lechem, v'ofu eser noshim. I'll break for you the staff of bread. The women will bake. Many women will bake bread in one single oven. Uksiv yan uviyan de mishpatai ma'osu, because they were revolted by my mishpatim, by my ordinances. And we're up to the next one, Shvua. Gemara says now, Bavon Shvua Shav Ushvua Sheker. Now, Shvua Shav is a little bit less severe than Shvua Sheker. Shvua Shav means he takes an oath in vain. You know, he says about a staff, you know, pole, I swear that's a pole. Shvua Sheker is a false oath. And then he has Chil Hashem. Okay, Chil Hashem. V'chil Shabbos. Is Chaya Ra Rabba. There'll be a massive amount of savage beasts, ubehema kola, and as a result the cattle will be decimated, u'bnei adam ismatim, people will die, v'adrachim ishtomim, and the highways will be deserted. Wow, that's... Although I tell you, in our state of Israel, maybe that's a bracha, I don't know. You know, they say that there's been a very sharp decrease in road accidents over the last couple of weeks.
That's a bracha, for sure.
Yeah. Like, in the overall number of people who are dying, it seems that we're doing better than if not for corona. In any event, I'm not exactly sure in this Simon, the mnemonic device, we have Shvua. But really, according to this price, it's a lot more than just Shvua. I mean, we're talking about Chil Hashem, talking about Chil Shavis, and it's all included here under one category. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe we'll see as we go along. If we have a chance, I will look into the Masifta, because that's his spets. Anyway, these are all tremendous punishments here for these averos that have been mentioned here. So we have someone who's mechalel shem shamayim. Rashi gives the example of someone who's well respected in the community, but yet he's not careful with his dealings between man and his fellow man. He neglects. Others see him and they see that he's neglectful of respect for others or for other mitzvos. He's neglectful and they kind of imitate him. They see him as an example because he's so well respected, so learned. And that becomes a Chil Hashem. And then we have this fear of roaming wild animals and people stop traveling on the highways. So the Maharal Niprag tries to find some sort of an underlying common denominator in all these different averos. And he says the following. When one pronounces vain or false oaths, or desecrates the Shabbos, or profanes God's name, in all these cases, he has belittled God's existence in some way. If he swears falsely in the name of God, for example, he equates God with falsehood. If he profanes the name of God with Chil Hashem or the Shabbos he profanes, he lessens God's honor, diminishes the regard with which God's precepts are held in society. Such transgressions are rampant in the Jewish people. They are punished by calamities that diminish their existence, the existence of the people. In other words, if they're diminishing God's existence, then their existence will be diminished. And that's the obliteration of the cattle and the ravaging of the human population. Shenemar, and again getting back to the Tocha at the end of Vayikra, it says, V'im be'ela lo tivasru li, if with all this terrible tragedy and calamity you will not be chastened towards me, al tikri be'ela ela ba'ola, ola is an oath, uksiv, Vishlachti b'chem eschayas asode, I will send the beasts of the field that will attack your cattle, and that will be the punishment for this sin. Now, he says, we have now the sin of Shvua Shav, and now we want to get to a more severe sin, and that is Shvuas Sheker. Uksiv b'shvuas sheker. In Vayikra it says, Lo sishavu b'shmi l'sheker v'chilalta eshem Hashem Elokecha. Interesting. That the pasuk itself seems to indicate some sort of a connection here between shvuas sheker, because he takes the name of God and identifies it with falsehood, is Chil Hashem. And Chil Hashem ksiv v'lo tzichal eshem kodshi. So this leads us to an equation between Shvua Sheker and Chil Hashem. And now we have another equation between Chil Hashem and Chil Shabbos. Because with regard to Chil Shabbos, it says, Mechalaleha mos yumos. And Yalfinon chilul chilul mishvua Sheker. that in the parasha of Shavuot Sheker it says V'chilalta Hashem Hashem Elokecha, and with regard to Chil Shabbos it says Mechalem Osiumas, and this is going to give us an equation between the Chil Hashem in the parasha of Shavuot Sheker and the Chil Hashem of Chil Shabbos. In both cases they will suffer the same punishment. Next on the list was, he calls it Shipuchta, which means Shvichas Domin, the sin of murder. Beis HaMikdash Charev, that was one of the main sins that brought about the Churban of the first Bais. Shechina Mistalekes Mi Yisrael, and God's Shechina will depart from Israel. And again, the Maral creates some sort of parallel here between the holy Beis HaMikdash and mankind. Man stands apart from all the creatures of the world. The temple in Yerushalayim stands apart from all the places on the face of the earth, because that's where God's presence can be seen and can be felt. And therefore, we have an equation now between mankind, the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashras HaShechina. Shenemar, the Gemara now quotes a pasuk in Bamidbar, Shenemar v'lo sachnifu v'lo sesamu v'sesami es ha'aretz asher tem yoshvim ba, and you will not bring guilt, or you will not contaminate the land in which you dwell. And the Gemara darshins asher ani shochein besocha ha atem mitamim osa einchem yoshvim ba v'eini shochein besocha. If you kill people, then you contaminate the ground itself, the land itself. You'll be vomited forth from the land, and God will no longer dwell in the land. Bavon gili arayis, which again in the list he calls it gilusa, giluya, is Vashmitim, Vavodas Kochavim, Vashmatas, Shmitim Vyovlos. Interesting how these three are put together in one. We didn't get to Nivul Peh yet, that's the last on the list. He says, Golus Baliola. These are the major sins that will bring about exile. Umegalin Osan, Ubon Acher Vyoshim Koman. The Jews will be exiled and others will come and settle in their place. So it's bad enough that the Jews will be in exile, but the land itself will now be populated by these invaders, you know, who take over. And let's go through these different sins. We have here Gili Arayis, we have Shemitah V'Yovel, and we are expelled from the land. Now, the case of Shemitah V'Yovel is V'Shavsa Aretz, that's about the land. And then Hashem is Shoresh Shechina in the land, that's the nature of, the special nature of Klal Yisrael, so they'll be exiled from the land. And Gili Arayis also will cause the people to be dispelled from the land, because this land is a holy land, it's Eretz of Kedosha, and Gili Arayis is antithetical to Kedusha. Shenemar, how do we know that this punishment of Golus is brought about by the violation of Gili Arayis? Where do we see that? And here we're in Sefer Vayikra, and it says, "Shenemar ki eskol atoevas elu, all the abominations of Egypt and so forth, sha'osu anshei aretz, the other nations that occupied the land." And this is a reference to Gili Arayis. "Uksiv atitma aretz," as a result of this Gili Arayis, the land itself is contaminated, is polluted. "Va'efkod avona aleha." There's something called Saki Aretz, so the land will vomit forth the people. Rav Salvechi used to always talk on Tisha B'Av about Rav Yehuda Levi and all those kiddush that we recite on Tisha B'Av about the special nature of the atmosphere of the land of Israel, that it cannot tolerate evil, and therefore it's almost natural that the land will vomit forth the Jewish people. And that's going to be specifically for the chet of Gili Arayas. That's the Tumas Haaretz. Gili Arayas is always identified in the Torah with Tuma. And that Tuma will bring about a situation in which the land will vomit forth the people. Now we have another major Avera, which will also cause the Golus, and that's Avodas Kochavim. Because it says with regard to Avodas Kochavim, Vinasati es pigrechem. So this is all part of the Tochacha. I will cast your carcasses. The carcasses have something to do with Avodah Zarah. Uksiv, and it says, Vashimosi es mikdashechem. I will destroy your sanctuaries. Veschem es Zarah bagoyim. And I'll scatter you amongst the nations. Okay, what about Shemitah v'Yovlos? Ksiv, Oz Tirtza Oretz Eshav Soseh Kol Yimei Hishamav Atem B'Yeretz Oyvechem. And if we violate the laws of Shemitah v'Yovel, then the land itself will cry out for its sabbatical rest, because you will be vomited forth from the land, end up in the land of your enemies, and the land of Israel will be fallow. And now there will be almost an appeasing state of sabbatical year for the land, because you violated the sabbatical year. Uksiv, kol yimei hishamot tishbos, and all the years of its desolation, the land itself will rest. And this leads us to the very last on the second list. And that's Navlusa, which is obscenities. Bavon Navlus Peh, when you speak obscenities. Tzoros Rabos Ugzeres Koshus Mischad Shos, there'll be calamities. And Ubachure Soni Yisrael Mesu. And the Gemara uses a euphemism here that the young men of Israel will die. Yisomim Valmanas Tzolkin Veinanim. The orphans, the widows cry out, but they will not be answered. Hashem will not respond to them. Shenemar, Al Kain, Al Bachurov, Lo Yismach, Hashem. Okay, so this I see is a longer piece of Gemara than I anticipated, so we'll leave this in Mirtz Hashem for another time. And I'll take this opportunity to wish you a good Shabbos in case I don't see you. I have tomorrow in Mirtz Hashem a Daf Yomi Shir, and perhaps we'll have time for a Parsha Shir at 9 o'clock. But in the meantime, a Grace Yashkoyach, I think we're making some progress. It's one of the goriest, most depressing Agadotas around. I mean, if we stop and think about these punishments in the Tochacha, but we should be Zolchem Mitzvah Shem to more of the Schar and the reward for doing these mitzvahs and fulfilling them meticulously, then chas shalom, the opposite. Okay, then we'll stop here.